All right, last night, it was a big night for all of us. The evening began after we stood watch with a nice dinner at a nice local San Antonio eatery. Participating was just about everybody, I think. I know I saw people that I hadn't seen all trip.
Seen Craig, had you all trip?
No. I guess everybody participated except Gordy.
No Gordon, no Norm.
And Norm. So, that was fun.
Well, and it was a celebration of Donovan's birthday.
Right. That was the main event of the evening, Donovan's birthday. And we had a good time there for the most part. Now, toward the end of the dinner, things began to get a little bit out of hand as some of us got a little overboard with our alcohol consumption.
Well, since I was the only one, I had a glass of wine and a beer.
Corby.
Mike.
Corby, you don't get as out of hand as you got on a glass of wine and a beer.
Now, if you want to lie, that's fine. If you want to perpetuate these lies, that's fine.
Okay.
Out of hand? Out of hand.
Yes.
Donovan.
Corby.
I don't know if it was that. It was embarrassingly loud.
Yes.
I'm a loud person in general.
It was embarrassingly loud, and the things he was saying were completely out of line.
Who wants some blanking pizza?
Yes.
Corby, I'm good. I'm full.
But it's sausage, Giorgio.
Yeah.
See, I can always tell when you've been drinking too much because you get this one look on your face.
God.
And you had it last night.
Kind of wide-eyed a little bit.
Kind of wide-eyed, kind of sneering, you know. Yeah.
You thought he had that look at the restaurant last night. You should have seen the rest of the evening.
Oh, I know. I know the evening had only begun.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew when we parted ways last night, when we got back to the hotel, Corby did have that look in his eye. It was his birthday, Donovan's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the best thing for me to do was to go to bed. I swear to you,
now,
I knew something wild was going to happen.
Now, see, that's what I was thinking, too. And that is what I did, because he was already on his way. I was seeing that "I don't like you" look and hearing him talk like that I've seen so many times before. And, Danny, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. It's the glazed over. You don't know me.
Yeah. You know exactly what I mean, don't you?
I was just simply having fun, which we did.
We really did.
Yeah, but you were in the process of pushing the throttle down.
Yes.
And I knew.
I mean, this place
was going to be one of those nights.
This place was crawling with families and kids, and here he is with that look on his face, and every other word is F and S and
not GD.
F and pizza and eat some of this S and, you know.
We had a fun game of credit card roulette, though, last night, didn't we?
Yeah, who lost?
Eric,
yeah.
Yeah, poor Eric.
Wasn't that fun?
I liked it.
I love it.
It's the first time you've won, hasn't it?
Right, because I didn't participate.
All right, so beyond all that, yeah, whatever, F this, have some F a pizza, yeah, great.
We got him to admit it.
Great, all right?
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Dan. I'm going to give my headset up to Dan because he knows what happened after that.
But it happened so quickly. I mean, I was just sitting there, and I kind of looked to my left, and I just thought, oh, my God, look at him.
You're acting I went through this metamorphosis.
You did.
Ah!
You did just about. I mean, I hadn't been paying you any mind because I thought you were okay. I thought this was going to be a awful out-of-hand night for you, but boy, was I wrong.
So, we leave. We go back to the hotel, and it ended up our traveling party consisted of myself, Donovan, the killer,
mm-hmm.
RJ,
mm-hmm.
our buddy.
Chops,
our buddy from the enemy station.
Taliban.
Yeah. And Jared.
Norm's intern.
That's Jared.
That's Jared.
It can only be Jared, Danny.
Uh-huh. And is that it?
That's it.
So Danny led us to a bar that he had been down to San Antonio, I guess, a couple months ago with a lady friend. And they went to a bar. And he highly recommended it. He's like, you guys need to go to this place called Tucker's.
Lady friend.
Yeah, lovemaking retreat.
So we're all in the car. He guides us to Tucker's. We find the place. It is, you talk about off the beaten path in a neighborhood that is really sketchy.
Yes, we're rolling through, and I said, this looks like a scene from Colors, from the movie Colors.
Yeah.
All part of the plan.
So, and Danny goes, you know, Donovan will really like this bar. I was like, all right, I don't know why he thinks that, but okay, whatever. So we pull into the parking lot of this bar. There is one car, one, besides ours. We open the door, and it's like walking into a funeral home. There is no one in there except a bartender.
You know who that car belonged to?
The bartender.
No, it's
empty.
This
is Danny's hot spot?
Yeah, it's Danny's hot spot.
Wasn't it cozy?
And I kind of start looking around at the place, and I look at, it's tiny, it's a little bitty place, and we kind of all belly up to the bar, and it's really cool, though, it's our own place. And I look over at this wall, and I'm like, huh.
You remember the scene from Do the Right Thing when the guy walked in and said, hey, Sal, how come there ain't no umbrellas on the wall?
Yeah.
Well, he needs to go to Tucker's so he can get his...
It's the opposite?
Oh, it is the opposite.
There was about 100 photos of prominent black people on there.
One white guy on the wall. You want to take a guess who that was?
Barry Gibb.
No.
Abe Lincoln.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, Larry Bird
was on there.
Larry
Bird is the only white guy on the wall.
Larry Bird.
So I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. And then we wander over to the jukebox, and it's got a huge selection.
My iPod.
It's a great jukebox, man.
It's my iPod with
Grandmaster Flash.
With three white artists.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, yep. The Beatles, and Spyro Gyra.
Spyro Gyra.
Gyra?
Are the only three
your iPod too.
White artists on the jukebox.
All black.
I sent you guys to an old school brother soul bar.
Yes, you did.
In the hood.
So, obviously, a prank on Corby.
It was an attempted prank. But then once I found out that Donovan was going, I knew that there would be a certain comfort level there. It wouldn't be like
that. That's right. I put my feet up. I took my shirt off and said, let's party.
I'm home.
Finally.
So, we hang out there for a while. And it was funny because we're the only people in there. And in walks a regular, obviously a regular.
Yes.
And he was probably about a 65-year-old black dude.
Bald head, smoking a cigar with a gray, really big gray beard.
Yeah.
Probably upset to see you.
Oh, he walks in and kind of looks at our traveling party and is like, what has happened to my bar? Who let these people in?
Who let the dogs out?
So we hang out at Tucker's for a fair piece until Wally Lynn and Richie Witt walk in.
Then you knew it was time to leave?
Enemy.
And they had been down to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, hanging out with the Cowboys.
And on our way to Tucker's, we see the big Cowboys bus in front of Ruth's Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in the car said, hey, whose bus is that?
I did.
Okay, it's mm-hmm. mine. You know, I left my bus at home. I don't know who's. It's the Cowboys bus with the big Cowboys and the freaking star on the side.
I didn't see it. So...
The very understated, you know, under the radar bus.
Right, right, low key.
Yeah, they don't want you to know where they are.
Right. So they're like, man, game on for the Cowboys because it was Jerry, all his kids, the entire front office staff. Last night was their big night.
Yes. This was the team party, huh?
Right. This was their big night. And so we're all like going, should we get in on that?
I mean, strangers are getting drinks from the Joneses.
So you're telling me Corby was questioning whether he should get in on this?
No, it wasn't a question mark. It was an exclamation point.
Okay.
Let's get in on that.
This is the next day. The next day, Corby, recrafting the
story. Right, remorseful right. Corby, yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be on this, but...
We've gotten a ton of that already.
All right,
and
so...
we continue to.
So we leave. We roll back to the hotel to park so we can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the Riverwalk to go to one of the bars or whatever. So we park, we get out, we walk, and we get to this place called Mad Dogs. All right, so we get to the place called Mad Dogs. We all walk in, and the youngest member of our party has a little trouble getting in. You know, it's a bar, they check IDs. Little problem getting in.
Let's leave it at that,
okay.
And we'll pick the story up from there, because coming up next, the law intervenes.
All right,
someone
on the way to Mad Dogs.
Yeah, and they did not win.
On the way to Mad Dogs, a slight problem blows up. How is this handled? That next.